now in this moment, I want everybody just to lift your hands all over in your homes. There's something happening in this moment right now. I don't know what's gone on this whole week, but right now we're going to look to the Father. We're going to put our eyes on Him. Come on, this is a holy moment. Right now in this moment, we're disrupting the regular flow, and God's saying, I'm disrupting your lives, I'm disrupting your plan, and I'm coming, and I want to sit right here on your praise. Right now, if your worship and your mouth and your song right now is where God would inhabit, I think the scripture says He inhabits the praises of His people. So come on, let's just lift it up. Just lift it up. Let's make God bigger right now. Bigger than our financial problems. Bigger than our relational problems. God, You're bigger. Come on, somebody needs to do it right now. Yeah. Come on, He's bigger than the hurt. He's bigger. He's coming to sit in your situation. Come on, this is what some of you've been waiting on all week. This is the moment right now.
There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none.
That's what you need to believe.
Christ our Savior, great and glorious.
Come on, say that. Say,
there is no one higher, no one greater.
Come on, believe it.
No one like our God. There is
not your job, not the government, not anybody. Somebody needs to believe and say, it's coming to disrupt everything. That's our Savior, our God, who is able. He's well able. Come on, somebody believe. Somebody's getting faith right now. Faith is coming back to somebody's situation. Some faith has come back to somebody's mind and heart. Chandler,
said, you move mountains and you cause walls to fall, and with your power you perform.
You
believe it. You move mountains. You cause war.
believe it. It wasn't your job. It wasn't your smarts. It wasn't your family. Somebody say.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
That's still who you are.
Say,
Waymaker, miracle worker,
it's happening right now. I feel it. The Holy Spirit is trying to convince you today that he hasn't left you, he hasn't forsaken you. It might be a delay, but you are not denied. God is coming to your situation, and he's saying, don't forget who I am. I'm a waymaker. I'm one that looks at seas that are closed, and I tell them to open up. I'm the one that looks at walls around the city, and I have them fall. Somebody needs to believe this right now, that God is making a way. And this is the thing about our God. Even when you don't see him, he's working. Say.
Even when I don't see his work.
Yeah.
Even when I don't feel his work.
Believe it.
You never stop. You never stop working.
Hey.
You never stop. You never stop working.
Yeah.
Even when I don't see his work.
It's happening now. It's happening for my family. It's happening for my son. It's happening for this church. It's happening for our business. Help me say.
And we're standing here only because you made.
Believe it one last time.
And we're standing here only because you made.
If you believe it right now, why don't you give God a shout of praise? Oh, come on. If you know that we serve the way maker in your home, give him. I feel the presence of God. Chains are breaking off. Lives are being renewed. Hallelujah.
I don't know what is happening this morning, but the presence of God is not just here, he's there. And he wants to remind us, them last four songs wasn't on the set list. That was on God's set list. Because he wanted you to know that he's still a way maker. And today, we could stay in worship this whole time, y'all. I feel this thing so strong. But I really believe that God is saying, hey, listen, Corona, the economy, your family, I factored all that in. No, you need to hear me say that. Like when you made your plan, you factored in what you wanted. When I made my plan, I factored in what you needed. And some of you have been looking at the wrong perspective with the season you're in. But God said, I'm the one that continues to make a way. What if the challenge you were going through right now was for God's glory to be seen in your life? What if the layoff and the setback was so that God could prove that he could overstep boundaries and make a way? What if the reason we're standing here is because he made a way? Today, I want to let you know, no matter why you're watching this, how it happened, if somebody turned it on and you wasn't even trying to, you just trying to get your cereal this morning and the presence of God arrested you. You're sitting with your family right now and you're trying to get some grip on if you need to shut your small business down or if you need to go back to that old job or you need to go back to the street life that you once we're in. I know these are real situations that are happening. And what God is saying is, I didn't bring you this far to leave you now.
So if you're at this moment, I'm still the God that makes a way. Somebody needs to type it in the chat. God's gonna make a way. Come on, somebody just say it to somebody. God's gonna make a way. God's gonna make a way, Melody. God's gonna make a way, Holly. God's gonna make a way, Caleb, Armand. God's gonna way. Somebody needs to put it in the chat right now. God's gonna, somebody just felt that in the spirit right there. Somebody say, God's gonna make a way. I need somebody to understand. Oh, I feel the presence of God right here. God's gonna make a way.